Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Thursday, August the 2nd, 2018, and this is The Daily. I love me some free demos, and I'm always keeping a watch for them. Get your WarioWare fix with the new demo for WarioWare Gold on the 3DS. And for the Switch, there's a demo available for Yoku's Island Express. I know nothing about that game, but the easiest way for an unknown game to get my attention are through free demos. You can always check for demos on the Switch by going to the eShop, selecting the search button, and selecting games with demos. Even though Fire Emblem Heroes made over $400 million, there's no sign of letting up. Nintendo is throwing a summer celebration through the mobile game with limited time events, which include extra login bonuses, extra quests, daily reward maps, doubled EXP, and the revival of summoning focuses for 24-hour periods every day. So if you thought about jumping back in, now would be a good time. You can download Fire Emblem Heroes on both iOS and Android devices. The news is a little light today, and since I didn't have an episode on Tuesday, let's go ahead and go through some of the games released this week. 24 games will be released to Nintendo consoles by the end of this week. Let's go ahead and go through a few, starting with Titan Quest, an action role-playing game that was originally released in 2006 on PC that you'll find similar to Diablo in gameplay. It's available now on the eShop and releases in retail stores tomorrow for $39.99. There's also Code of Princess EX for up to 4 players. This hack-and-slash beat-em-up RPG is a re-release from the 3DS version from 2012, starring Princess Solange, who's fighting to restore order where monsters are trying to overtake the human race. It's out now physically and for download on the eShop for $39.99. Moving on to Salt and Sanctuary. If Dark Souls was in 2D, it'd be something like this. This action RPG has over 600 weapons, armor pieces, and spells to discover, craft, and upgrade as you try to survive on an uncharted island. It releases today on the eShop for $17.99, or you can purchase the Drowned Tome Edition, which comes with a physical copy, soundtrack, map, and poster, set to release on October the 30th. Next up, we have Iconoclasts, and this action-adventure platformer, you play as Robin, a mechanic who's called upon to help fix the world. In doing so, you'll explore the planet, solving puzzles, meeting new characters, and taking on menacing bosses. This 7-year creation by Joachim Sandberg tells a personal story about faith, purpose, and the challenge of helping people. Iconoclasts is available today on the Switch eShop for $19.99. And finally, after a long drought, WarioWare is back on the 3DS with WarioWare Gold. It has over 300 micro games with 4 playstyles, which include buttons, tilting, touch, and microphone play. Classic characters return along with new characters with stories for each along with fully voiced cutscenes. The game will be released tomorrow physically and on the 3DS eShop for $39.99. And that's only 5 games of the 24 that will be available this week. You can check out the eShop on your Nintendo console to see the other games available or head over to nintendo.com/games. And that's all for today. A quick shout out to Haley Gaming Podcast and Wes Baker for recently favoriting this podcast on Anchor. Thank you guys so much. And if you guys have any suggestions, any comments, any feedback about this podcast, please feel free to send me a voice message on the Anchor app, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.